A regular complement of 6 sailors was posted to Penetanguishene. Life on land posed many challenges for men used to shipboard routine. Still responsible for the maintenance of the rigging and sails of the decommissioned warships, extra tasks included felling timber, cutting firewood, and tending gardens. Shipboard routine was continued through the naval practice of issuing rations and assigning daily work duties. All daily supplies were rationed out: candles, wood, clothing, and food. The staples of the sailors' diet were salted beef and pork, dried peas, biscuit, and grains such as oats. Additional rations included cheese, tea and coffee, chocolate, rum, and beer. Fresh vegetables from the establishment's gardens were a welcome addition. A typical day's meals might be a breakfast of oatmeal with biscuits, a lunch of bread and soup, and a dinner of stew. Accommodations for the 6 sailors were more spacious in the barracks than aboard ship, but only during the summer. In the winter months, the survey crew working for Lieutenant Henry Bayfield was quartered there as well. The building served as shelter, dining area, and a place for recreation. Leisure activity for the sailors often included games of chance, such as quoits, played by tossing rope grommets or rings at a board of nails on the wall or at a peg on the floor. You can see the quoits game in the left back corner of the barracks. Wagering was frequent and involved items such as food or rum rations, clothing or shoes. Escape from their difficult, isolated situation led some sailors to drunkenness or desertion. In spite of the harsh conditions and difficult life, these skilled men played a vital role in the defense plan of British Canada.